Now to get back to our top story in the United States this morning, which is the primary in Florida.
This sure is fun. What a day this is. I'll tell you, with a turnout like this, I'm beginning to feel we might win tomorrow. What do you think?
Mitt Romney feeling pretty bullish last night at that event in Florida. Voting polls opened this hour in most of Florida for the Republican primary. And joining us now is Phil Latzman, reporter for WLRN and the Miami Herald. So, Phil, we talked to you yesterday. All the polls looked like that Mitt Romney was going to take Florida. Has anything changed in the past 12 hours, 20 hours?
I don't think so. The polls continue to show him with double-digit leads. And the other thing that's really going to make a difference here, and we've talked about this in the last week, is the early voting totals. There are analysts who say that Mitt Romney could have as much as a 60,000-vote lead already before anybody goes to the polls today. About 630,000 people, Florida Republicans, sent or cast their ballots early. And as we've mentioned, Celeste, many of those, because Romney is so well organized here in the state, did come from the Romney campaign. So we're expecting Mitt Romney to have a lead anywhere, as they say, from 60,000 to 75,000, just based on the early voting totals once the regular voting starts today.
You know, Newt Gingrich seems to be accepting that. He's certainly not in denial over the uphill battle he has in Florida. But we got this vow from him that he's this incredible promise that he will continue to campaign all the way up to the convention in August. Do you believe him?
Well, that's what he says. And, of course, if you're going to fundraise, you need to say those things. He was at a rally yesterday in Dunedin, which is in Pinellas County, and along that very important I-4 corridor, which we've talked about. Romney was confident. And then Gingrich, I should say, was actually at the Tampa International Airport. He went to five different places, and he was able to whip up the faithful with a promise to keep running and fight for change. Here's what he said.
I am real change, and that's why the establishment in both parties is really terrified, because we will change things.
And he did vow to carry on until the Republican convention. He was joined on stage by Ronald Reagan's son Michael and fellow Georgian Herman Cain, who won the Florida straw poll last fall before he dropped out of the race. And Cain recently endorsed Gingrich and warned those who think the race is over to think again. Let's hear from Herman Cain.
There are a lot of undecided voters right here in Florida, just like there are a lot of undecided voters in South Carolina, just like there are a lot of undecided voters across this country.
So there you go, vowing to fight on, and so far there's no sign that Newt Gingrich is going anywhere.
Phil Latzman is a reporter for WLRN and the Miami Herald. But Phil, you know, one of the things that Florida voters have probably noticed more than any other is the number of ads that are on their televisions. People talk about being bombarded, many of these not coming from the candidates themselves, but from super PACs. In fact, Restore Our Future, which is a super PAC aligned with Romney, and then Winning Our Future, which is with Gingrich, they've both spent millions of dollars on commercials in Florida alone.
It's incredible. I'm not sure we have time to play you the samples of the commercials here, but we have been just bombarded with these things. And the two super PACs you mentioned have combined spent about $15 million on commercials in the state. We told you about the infusion of cash that Gingrich got from Vegas casino mogul Sheldon Adelson. Well, they're running commercials now depicting Romney as a mob boss who ripped off Medicare when he ran one of his former companies that's called Blood Money. And then, of course, the Romney has this commercial that is airing here that has Tom Brokaw on NBC News So Upset, which is basically just an excerpt from a January 1997 NBC News nightly news broadcast. That is still, though, running, even though NBC News has asked it to be removed.
Well, we're speaking with Phil Latzman. All right, so Phil, with turnout today expected to be not as high as 2008, right?
Well, that's what they say. They expect about 2 million people to show up, 2 million at least Florida Republicans to show up. Again, 632,000 have already voted. So we'll see how excited the base is here in Florida, and people will be watching closely.
Because Florida has a habit of surprising the rest of the nation.
Yes, they do.
Phil Latzman, reporter for WLRN and the Miami Herald. Thanks, Phil.
Thanks, Celeste.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.